And welcome to the Poise Pilates online studio. My name is Kimberly Garlick. The pelvic floor muscles are like a trampoline mat at the base of your pelvis. Think of that trampoline mat holding the entire insides of your stomach upwards. If we were to put pressure on that trampoline mat all day, every day, and didn't do any strengthening, you can imagine the wear and tear. Pelvic floor awareness and strength is important for pre-pregnancy, post-pregnancy, and menopause, and avoiding any weak bladder issues. Be sure to do your Pilates exercises every day. Let's begin our workout. Just gently lower yourself now towards the ground. Now thinking of your alignment here, feel that all 12 ribs come down in towards the floor. So to assist you do that, let's focus on some breathing. Take a deep inhalation, and as you breathe out, notice how those 12 ribs can just settle towards the floor a little easier. You're actually following the natural curves of your spine. So there's a very small, gentle curve in your lower back. Find that the balance is there in your hips and that we have a nice line through the legs. The movement's quite simple to begin with. If you think of your belly button as 12 o'clock and the floor is 6, so breathe in, prepare, and as you exhale, roll your pubic bone towards 12 o'clock. Then gently release and lower the pubic bone down towards 6 o'clock. As we come into 12 o'clock towards the belly button, we're trying to have a nice imprint of your lower back. Then gently roll away to 6 o'clock, where you create a small little arch in the lower back. Let's continue this a couple more times. Exhale. Notice that connection through your pelvic floor there. And as you inhale, it's a little more challenging for the pelvic floor to stay connected. So keep the mind focused here. Exhale as you're rolling back. A little easier for the pelvic floor. Remember now, keep it on as you go down to 6 o'clock. We now travel this into our full bridging movement. So you're rolling back to 12 o'clock to begin. And then peel each vertebra one at a time away from the mat and extend the hips towards the ceiling. In this position, think of a ski slope. So we have a lovely diagonal line from the knees through to the hips and through to the shoulders. Prepare as you breathe in. And then as you exhale, we gently melt your spine back down. Think about folding your hips back in towards the rib cage. Be sure that you feel the imprint of your lower back and then return to our little neutral position. Prepare, breathe in. Exhale as you roll to 12 and then continue peeling your spine away one vertebra at a time and create our ski slope. From here, press the heels towards the floor and you'll feel this lower part of your buttocks working. Not only is this great for some tone, but again, we're starting to think about the pelvic floor connection. Deep breath in, and as you exhale, reach that tail towards your heels and assist the hips back in towards your hip line and your ribs. Breathe in and exhale. This time we're going to stay at the very top. Let's stay here and try to manage the alignment of your hips. If you need, you can use your hands for a little bit of support. There should be absolutely no pain or discomfort in your lower back. If so, just lower slightly. Breathe in, and as we exhale now, squeeze the knees together. Inhale, let them open a little, and exhale as we squeeze together. So every time you're squeezing the knees, feel those thighs gently roll in and that connection through the inside of your thighs and up through the pelvic floor. So there's that extra zipper connection through your pubic bone to the hip. It's like we're asking the belly to hollow out in between your hip line. Let's do one now. You'll be feeling that through your hamstrings, the back of your legs and your bottom, and then melt your spine all the way back in towards the floor. We're looking now for our pelvic stability. Pelvic stability is all about our pelvic floor awareness and the deeper abdominal layers called your transverse abdominals. Think about your breathing. Take a nice deep inhalation. And as you exhale, think about drawing your belly away from your hands. Inhale. And as you exhale, think of drawing the belly away from your hands and an extra little lift through the pelvic floor. Try not to change anything in the bony structures. Place your hands across the hips for feedback. Breathe in, and as we exhale, allow one knee to move away from your midline. Then inhale as it returns back to the center. Keep the opposite side still now as you ask for the other knee to move away from your midline. Feel that you maintain the balance, and it's perfectly about asking the thigh to move within the joint of your hip and then rolling back within that joint of your hip. Let's just try that again. Allow the thigh to gently roll out and allow the thigh to gently roll in. If we extend the arms now to the ceiling and continue, you find it's a little more challenging. It's not about how far that knee moves away from you. It's more about how stable you are across the two hip bones. Let's just do one more each side. Exhale as it moves away from you. Inhale as it returns. Exhale as it moves away from you. And inhale as it returns. Excellent. Let's keep the hands where they are now. A new challenge for that pelvic floor. Breathe in, and as we exhale, we're floating one leg into our right angle. Inhale as it places back onto the ground, and exhale as we transfer to the other side. Now, as we continue doing this, it's as we transfer that is more challenging for the pelvic floor and again for your pelvic stability. When you start to gain the pelvic stability, you are more aware of your pelvic floor connection. This is a really nice guideline for you to know that things are starting to improve. Think about your pelvis like a set of scales. You'd like exactly the same amount of weight on each side. Let's just do two more, please. Exhale as we're floating up. Inhale as we place it down. Exhale as we place it up and hold it here. Feel that thigh bone sink in towards your hip socket. Take a deep breath in. And as we exhale, let's ask the other leg to join. Then place the original leg back towards the floor and then the other. Now let's reverse it to the other side. Inhale as one leg comes up. Deepen through your pelvic floor muscles now. Then place the original foot back to the floor, followed by the other. We'll do that whole set two more times. As one knee floats up, then the other, replace it to the ground, and then return your final foot. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Lying on your side now, just have the elbow slightly underneath your shoulder and the arm directly out from that elbow line. Imagine that you have a hammock lifting you up from the underneath side. This is really important for your shoulder alignment and ensuring that we aren't sinking down like so. So maintain that lovely posture and feel that you're continuing the length from the crown of your head right out through to your tailbone. You can place this hand in front of you or onto your hip. Remember, as an alternative, you may like to lie the entire way down onto the floor. That is absolutely fine. We now join the heels together. So keeping your heels together as if you're pressing the top heel down and the underneath heel up. That heel connection is vital for you to be able to feel the lower part of your bottom working and also to work through those pelvic floor muscles. Breathe in, and as we exhale, the thigh rolls within the joint of your hip to open towards the ceiling. Then inhale as it rolls and returns back to that start position. Let's remember that hammock from underneath. Very nice. Now, as we continue doing this, the two hip bones stay aligned. So it's like we've connected them with a skewer and they're staying very solid and still. Again, this is about your pelvic stability. It's a very functional movement. Thinking about how we move outside of your workout is very important. And that's what we're trying to teach you in Pilates. And open, and then ease it down. And then we're going to float the feet upwards. So the knees direct down towards the floor, and the heels are up. This is a little more challenging. Allow that top knee to move away. It's the same motion. So we're still rolling that thigh bone within the hip joint. Good. By now, you're starting to feel your bottom work. The more you press your heels together, the better. Keep that lift on the underneath side of your waist. Let's just do two more of those. And then we're going to swing it around to the other side. Let's do that now. Taking it over to the other side. Remember your positioning, either on the forearms or lying down flat. Heels are together. Hand either as a support in front or a little more challenging onto the hips. Keeping your length, take a deep breath in, and as we exhale, just floating that top knee away from your bottom knee. Again, this isn't about as far as it can move. It's more about that stability and control. Very nice. Inhale as you lower and exhale as you're floating that top knee away. Every time the knee lowers down to the bottom knee, imagine there's a little bit of a resistance. So avoid gravity taking over. Now let's lift the heels from behind, breathing in, and as you exhale, wrapping within the joint of your hip. Inhale as you lower and exhale as you're rolling up. And again, this is fantastic for your pelvic floor, but you're also going to be able to feel quite comfortable getting back into that cozy for your summer break. And exhale as you open, as we firm up through our buttocks and our legs. Excellent work. Last one here now. And floating that top knee, lowering it down to the bottom, and then return it back down. Lying on your belly now, just place some extra weight into the pubic bone and draw your stomach away from the mat, as if trying to create enough space there to place a blueberry. It's very important to keep that awareness in towards your stomach to support your lower back. Press the hands and the forearms to the ground now. Inhale as you open through the center of your chest and extend through your upper back. Then exhale as you return back down towards the ground. Inhale as you're opening through the chest, and imagine that we have a shining light from the center of your chest coming forward, and then return back down. This exercise of extension is very important to improve posture and spinal mobility. When we have good posture, it's much easier for our abdominals and our pelvic floor to work and support through our pelvis. Let's just do one more of those. And inhale, slide those shoulder blades down your back, open through the middle of your chest, Exhale as we return back down towards your mat. Then place your hands by your side and your bottom in towards your heels, just to give your lower back a little bit of a break. Now for the final part of your workout, let's have a great stretch for the front of your thigh. So starting kneeling, take a giant step forward with your right leg, ensuring that you can see all five toes. Feel the tailbone gently curl under, and there's a very gentle lean forward, giving you a strong stretch through the front of your thigh. From here now, the opposite hand comes across to help you stay nice and sturdy and still in that hip. Reach the same arm towards the ceiling and then lift up and over to enjoy that stretch. Keep the length through the fingers and as much as you can that arm in line with the crown of your head. Hold here for a couple more breaths. Let's just do one more. Retrace your steps, thinking of your balance, and then bringing it back into that start position with your knees underneath. Let's do that to the other side. So we have a giant step forward, all five toes are in front of your knees. The tailbone curls under, gentle tilt forward of the pelvis, opposite hand towards the hip, same arm towards the ceiling, finger length, then lifting up and over. As you breathe, feel the outer side of your ribs lengthen up towards the ceiling as you breathe in. Use the breath out. And again, deep breath in. And breathe out. Unravel yourself all the way back into that start position. Congratulations on completing your poise pelvic floor workout.